And there is mixed news today in the progress to fight the coronavirus. The biotech company Moderna announced promising early results in a small human vaccine trial, which showed 8 healthy volunteers developed antibodies that were able to neutralize the virus.
But Tanya, we're also learning that U.S. Navy sailors that had COVID-19 and then recovered and tested negative now are sick again. So we're not sure what this all says about antibodies. And we'll keep an eye on those stories. But meanwhile, in Washington, House Democrats are launching an investigation into the firing of another inspector general, this time at the State Department. President Trump dismissing Steve Linnick late last Friday after Secretary of State Mike Pompeo asked him to. There have been reports for a while of grumbling in the department about Pompeo using taxpayer funds for personal services. The State Department watchdog was reportedly looking into those complaints. NPR diplomatic correspondent Michelle Kellerman is here. And Michelle, so counting up, in the past 6 weeks, Trump fired the intelligence community IG, the acting Defense Department IG, and the acting Health and Human Services IG. A pattern, perhaps, your sense of what's going on.
Well, Democrats are clearly seeing a pattern, and they're looking for ways now to strengthen the protections for inspector generals. There have been a few Republicans expressing concern. Senator Mitt Romney, for instance, over the weekend said the firing of multiple inspectors general is unprecedented and a threat to accountable democracy. Susan Collins tweeted over the weekend that the president had not provided the kind of justification for the removal of the State Department's IG as required by a law that she helped to author. But for the most part, Republicans have been pretty silent about this trend.
Yeah. Well, and we'd known for a while that there were grumblings, as we said, about Mike Pompeo, the Secretary of State, potentially using taxpayer money for personal purposes. Now reports that Linnick was looking into this. What can you tell us about what he was looking at?
Well, we're hearing from Democrats on the Hill that about a couple of things that he was investigating. There was a report today from the Washington Post, and a source did confirm it for me, that the inspector general had mostly completed an investigation into the secretary's controversial decision to get around opposition in Congress and greenlight billions of dollars in arms sales to the Saudis. He had this emergency declaration that raised a lot of eyebrows last year, and the IG was looking into that. Democratic sources also say that the IG was looking into the misuse of a political appointee, basically that Pompeo had a U.S. government employee do personal errands for him and for his wife, things like picking up the dog at the groomers or things like that. When I asked the inspector general's office over the weekend, I was told that they can't confirm or deny any particular investigation, and the State Department has refused to comment on any of that.
What about other members of the State Department? What are your sources telling you about their thoughts about this?
Well, I think there, you know, Linnick was a pretty well-respected guy, and they're kind of, some people said they were kind of numb at this point. There was definitely concern last year. CNN did this whole report about some security agents feeling like they had become Uber Eats with guns. There were a lot of concerns last year that I heard when that Mrs. Pompeo was on trips with the secretary. So these have been things that have been growing.
Yeah. Well, and as you said, the Democrats have certainly been vocal about this. Here's Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Face the Nation yesterday.
The president has the right to fire any federal employee. But the fact is, if it looks like it's in retaliation for something that the attorney, the IG, the inspector general is doing, that could be unlawful.
Well, and so what is your sense of repercussions, either for Pompeo or, you know, President Trump? As Pelosi just said, he has the right to fire federal employees.
Well, the Democrats on the Hill have opened an investigation. They're asking for the State Department to hold any documents that they have that are related to this. They need to find out if it was in retaliation for any of these issues that Steve Linnick had been investigating. I'd also say that, you know, it's not that he was very controversial. I mean, he played kind of a minor role in the whole impeachment saga, but there were a couple of IG reports that he had done recently that sort of angered top management. There were things about personnel matters dealing with the Trump administration officials retaliating against those who they call Obama holdovers at the department. One report led to the resignation of an assistant secretary of state for international organizations, and another was critical of one of Pompeo's top aides, the Iran guy, Brian Hook. So, you know, if it was in retaliation for any of these things, then that could be a problem for Pompeo.
Yeah, we'll see how this unfolds. NPR diplomatic correspondent Michelle Kellerman, thanks as always.
Sure thing. Thank you.